Isolation Inspiration with Carolee.
Carolee Katsimbanis joins us now. Yesterday was all about dancing around the garage, from what I can gather, and making signs up. And I did get a bit out of yesterday. I'm going to try this afternoon, Carolee. Go to the local park, grab some sticks, bring them back, try and make something of them, paint them, do all of that. That's on the cards for the Savo. What have you got for us today? Some isolation inspiration.
Well, Simon, lovely to join you and all the listeners. A little bit less energetic in the Katsimbanis household this morning. Mm-hmm. I came up with the idea. A bit of inspiration by technology, by the kids for adults.
Yeah.
Things that you might not have thought of doing. So I don't know whether to admit this or not, but I'm going to, because we're all about honesty. I fall into that age category. No, and I'm sure you do too, and I hope others out there listening go, oh, I don't feel so bad.
Hmm.
So I'm 47 years old, and my 10 and 11-year-old and 8-year-old this morning showed me how to actually make a PowerPoint. It's something that I've never actually learned how to do.
Yeah, right.
So not only were they practicing their skills that they've learned at school, they're teaching me as well. And then they showed me stuff on Instagram, and none of my kids have social media accounts naturally. But I'm just astounded at the knowledge that these young kids have. I mean, we used to always joke when we were growing up that, you know, we were the ones that would set the VCR, the video recorder, for our parents. But it's absolutely astonishing.
Good.
So I thought... Yeah, I thought to myself, let's flip it on the head. We're doing all the teaching with the kids at the moment at home. To give us a break and to actually learn it, let's see what they can teach us. So I learned a lot today. So did they. It's amazing seeing them work as teamwork, because we've got three. We've got a year six, a year five, and a year three, getting them to take turns to actually do a presentation themselves. So that's one. Another thing that I thought people could do with is that I also learned today how to download photos of my iPhone into my laptop, something that I have never done. I have let
what?
My better half,
yeah.
I've let my better
okay.
half do it for the last few years. And I suddenly thought, it's silly, isn't it? I mean, I should know how to do this, but it's easier. So I've been forced in this isolation to come up with a bit of inspiration.
No, that's good. So, I like it. Are your kids too young for TikTok? They probably are, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are. And look, I don't know enough about the platform. I've heard warnings and stuff, so no. But the other thing, downloading the photos, I want to say to all parents out there, this is going to be a period in our history that a lot of us will never forget. Take some photos of your kids. And if you've got a whiteboard or you've got one of those boards that you can pin letters or figures to, do funny things like Mummy's Learning Academy, Year 1, 22, you know, 2020 Corona class, or Daddy's Learning Academy. Or, as a girlfriend of mine said, and she's 50 and she's already got two grandkids, she's put one Glamour Nana's Learning Academy. And she's done a selfie, and I'm thinking that is going to be great. In 10 or 20 years' time, they're all going to look back at that and go, oh, that's right, Corona. So that's two things.
Yep.
And my last thing for you to leave you with today, and, you know, it's important to remind everyone, I don't get paid any advertising or anything for this. These are things that I find, things that I talk about with other mums, other school mums. You can take a virtual holiday. We're all stuck at home, and you can Google some of these things. So say, for example, you've always wanted to go and walk the Great Wall of China, or you want to watch big wave surfing in Maui, or you want to travel the 352 million miles to Mars, which is what my 10-year-old told me that it was. You can put it into Google and virtual tours will come up. Now, I got a lot of ideas from an email that came through from the company Stayz, S-T-A-Y-Z.
Yep.
If people just Google that, they'll be able to find links to this. But
beautiful.
I mean, I would assume that most people can go onto Google and find these, but we're all stuck at home. Maybe pick a country or pick an activity that your kids actually want to do and go on a virtual tour with them. And as I said, my kids and I, we've walked the Great Wall of China this morning and they've been fascinated. So there we go. So that's
beautiful.
That's three things
three
today.
Three rippers.
They've taught me, we've done photos, and hey, we can all go on a tour.
They are rippers. Well done, Carolee. Thank you very much. We'll chat to you tomorrow. See ya.
Great show, Simon. See ya.
See ya. Bye. Carolee Katsimbanis for some good ideas there. Inspiration by technology, maybe some virtual tours, and take some photos of all that's happening at home around the garden, around the backyard. If you do get to go for a stroll, a lot of people walking, isn't there? We did have the call the other day about the teddy bears and the rainbows in people's front windows. That is a thing. That's a Facebook thing. Thanks to Matt for sending that through, mate. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for continuing to listen from Joondalup Pest Control. Good on you, Matt. I joined that Facebook site, mate. We might have a little stroll around the neighbourhood tonight. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening. 3.5 minutes to 2 o'clock. Plenty still to come. Text Perkin on some exercise ideas from home. We need to take some of your calls too. There's plenty coming in. This is Arvo's. Thank you.